For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Still can't believe how much this is shocking people from the conversation we had earlier.
I don't know.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix, and we were talking about Mix listener Christy, who said if she was the number one draft pick for online stalking,
she would be taken number one.
Round one.
Yeah.
Taken first right away.
You're like, looking at all of the different stalkers. You're like, no, Christy is number one. That's who you want on your team.
Number one.
She's
who you want.
Yeah, she's off the board. She's number one overall.
And she brought up that she can go so far as to look at Venmo transactions to try to get more information on people when she's trying to look things up about them. And a lot of you caught that. And we have a message here to the Siding Unlimited text line. And he signed his name. It's Jay the Mailman. And he said, did I get that right? Say what? You mean you could see anybody's Venmo transactions? I've only used it 2 times, but wow. And I'm like, yeah, as long as you don't make the transaction private, they're public for everybody to see. And then Radar was telling me, yeah, I make my stuff public. I never make a Venmo transaction
public. Why not?
Public.
It's funny. It's
none
fun.
Of them. It's no, because I don't need people knowing who I'm paying money to and why I'm paying money to. And
oh, come on.
There was one time there was a big confusion that happened with Venmo.
Really?
Because my husband runs this guillotine fantasy football league.
Okay.
And it's basically like a guillotine where you're cut off immediately every week. If you're the lowest, you're cut off. You don't have a chance to build up more points. You're out. And so one of his coworkers, Mike, Eric doesn't have Venmo. So these people all Venmo me. They Venmoed me the money. And he had a guillotine graphic. And I had people messaging me asking, what are people paying you money for? Why is there a knife and a guillotine emoji?
You cut the cheese. That's what it was. That's what it was all about.
I'm no, like, keep like, that stuff private.
No, it's like my buddy Woody. He paid his son, Riley, and put a little...
Why do you care to see what he
a
paid?
A little gas pump. So you paid him for gas.
You know what? Wait, I'm going into Venmo now because I'm going to judge all these transactions and then and guess what's going on.
My friend Margie paid her son and then also put an emoji on there. It's a bunny. So something about Easter. I had to pay him back for Easter. Yeah.
Okay, Michaela paid Chelsea. Here's taco emojis.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, tacos. Yep. And food is a big one because my former neighbor, Chris, paid this other person for pizza and Chris again paid somebody else for pizza. So Chris is buying a lot of pizza from these
There's
folks.
A lot of pizza here.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of pizza? I think it's fun. It's just a fun way to kind of get involved with that.
Here's one it's a sparkle emoji.
Here's a beer. A couple of beers there. My buddy Adam. It's pizza as well. Beer and pizza. There you go.
Here's one from Craig to Diane with a cow emoji. What does this even mean?
Buying milk?
This is why I keep this stuff private.
Why?
Because I just don't want people to know what's, where my money's going, what's happening.
I think it's fun, but I guess you can also, yeah, you can
Here's
definitely
one,
stalk
Ben
people.
Paid Michael assistance. I have questions now. Assistance with what? What did Ben need help from Michael with? What's going on with those two?
Wait. You don't like to share, so it doesn't matter. You shouldn't have to worry about that. But see, now you're engaged. You're like, wait a minute, what do you mean by this? See, there's certain emojis on there you look and you're like, What's going on here?
You make it public because you think it's funny for other people to see the transactions. That's the reason why you make them public.
I think it's fun. Does anybody else do that? A lot of people do that on Venmo. Make it public and then you just have fun. You paid somebody in pizza.
Okay, let me actually go into my transactions that are private. Okay, here's one. I just tipped a woman in the bathroom at the Cubby Bear $1 because she was
in the bathroom.
She was handing you like the paper towels and stuff like that and the soap.
And you Venmoed?
Yes, my sister Venmoed me money for the Airbnb for the draft.
Did she put a football next to it? Here's a lot of golf emojis.
Golf emojis. Yeah.
Football.
Rachel just said, "Go Pack, go." No football.
Boring.
Emoji.
Put the emoji up there.
I just don't need people know what's up. Don't worry about it.
I think it's a lot of fun.
Okay, we've got some calls here coming in. We want to find out: are you making your transactions public? Has that ever bit you in the butt?
Come on, let's go.
Why'd you do it?
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you use those apps where you pay people, you're making the transactions public. When it comes to Venmo, Radar's all about telling everybody he's paying. Why don't you even put the dollar amount up, Radar, if you want to be so public?
You can put the dollar amount up there, but I don't. I usually just put the emoji. It's a lot of fun.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And Rebecca, what do you do with Venmo?
So I use Venmo a lot, but I just wanted to warn you that. So, like, we just paid for, like, my cousin's shower, but it's a surprise. So sometimes we'll put pizza, but we're totally paying for something else.
See?
You also have to look at, like, the total, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't want the public to know what you're paying for, you'll put something goofy, like, for being an amazing friend, and then you'll put, like, $100.
So, right? Rebecca, it kind of becomes a game then. It's like, hey, how discreet can we get so that people don't know what we're doing here?
Exactly.
Interesting. Exactly. It's kind of like people that put the pineapple upside down on their door on the cruise ship.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Right.
That emoji doesn't mean that they want to have a pineapple in their cocktail.
Exactly.
They're looking for something else.
Right. You don't want to be that obvious, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Put an orange.
Well, Rebecca, you're not even going to believe this. We've got another text that just came in here that said, do you have to choose to make it private each time you do it, or do you just set your privacy once?
No. You can just set your privacy once.
You can? Okay, because I do it every time.
Yes.
Every time I go in private, make it private.
Elizabeth, really make sure that it's going to stay private. But it's...
Yeah, you can just set it once in your settings, and then it will always be private.
Sounds good. Hey, thank you so much for that advice.
You're welcome, loves. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rebecca. Maybe you can share some pizza with us on Venmo.
I'd rather have those beers, but whatever. We'll take the pizza too.
I'll do both.
All right. There we go.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, let's go to line number two. Christine, what do you want to say?
So my other thought was, what if you got scammed and you made it public? That way other people would know, hey, don't accept money from this person.
There you go. There you go. So that you're saying that's why you should make it public?
I think, yeah, because unfortunately, I was one of them, got scammed, and it's good that it was public because now I can say, hey, don't let this person trick you into getting some
money. How did you get scammed, Christine?
Yeah, what happened?
I was going to get a car.
And you paid them ahead of time?
I did.
And there was no car?
Nope.
And you lost out on that money. Did you
get it back?
Yeah. Did you contact Venmo and say, "Whoa,
I'm in the process."
Oh, good. We're hoping you can.
Are they being cooperative with you?
So far, yes.
Okay. Good. Well, yeah. That's. I guess that's a reason if you want to go public with it. People's names.
Yeah, big time.
It's time stamped. You can actually see it. Wow, Christine. Yep. Good luck with that situation. Keep us posted on what happens.
Will do. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah,
now,
you do have to be careful.
Also want to tell you with Venmo, mm-hmm. there was one holiday where I accidentally paid the wrong Max O'Neill $50 for a group Christmas gift.
You just went ahead and paid Max O'Neill.
This is a guy that my husband works with.
Mm-hmm.
I thought his name had two L's, but it has one L or something like that. I didn't know how to spell O'Neill. And not having his phone number in my phone, that's a two-step notification process that they try to do to verify.
Yes, yes.
And I bypassed it because it was the holidays. I'm busy. And I said, no, it's Max O'Neill. Whatever.
We know him. Yeah,
$50. Ended up sending it to the wrong person. Realized it after the fact. Sent a message to that Max O'Neill and explained, could you please Venmo me the $50 back? They just Venmo'd me a tear emoji.
Laughing. Yeah.
Next day, nothing. Day two goes by. No money back from this guy,
hey,
girl, I don't even know. No,
Max
guy.
Two, Max. This is ridiculous, Max 2. You don't get that money. You had nothing to do with this situation. It was a mistake.
So I reached out to Venmo, and they reached out to the person. They gave me the $50 back, but I received a scathing email from Venmo saying they will never correct this mistake ever again if I should make this. And that
you got busted.
And that those double verifications are there for a reason and to make sure you do it. So don't just flippantly pay somebody until you either scan their QR code or you have their phone number to be able to verify you are sending it to the right person.
They're going
to
act like your parents. This one time, I'm going to let you off the hook. But next time, you're in Venmo jail.
And this is why people like my brother-in-law say, I don't use those apps. This is why. I write checks.
Ugh.
All right. They never get cash because they're just sitting there in people's wallets.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.